Today is Saturday, March 26, 2022. On this day in 1938, theoretical physicist Ettore Majorana disappeared suddenly, launching a decades-long mystery.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Spotify original from Parcast. Due to the graphic nature of these crimes, listener discretion is advised. This episode includes discussions of suicidal ideation. We advise extreme caution for children under 13. Today we're covering the disappearance of Ettore Majorana. There's been plenty of speculation about what happened to the theoretical physicist who vanished after purchasing a boat ticket to Naples, Italy. But unlike many missing person cases, Majorana's did result in some answers. Now let's go back to the early hours of March 26, 1938, to the Sicilian coast. Ettore Majorana had stepped off a ship in Palermo, Italy, from Naples that morning. But rather than attend to business or visit his one friend in the city, the physicist bought another ticket to return home that night. He'd withdrawn all of his cash from his bank account, and he sent one cryptic letter to the director of the Naples Physics Institute where he worked. It read in part, quote, "Dear Corelli, I made a decision that has become unavoidable. There isn't a bit of selfishness in it, but I realize what trouble my sudden disappearance will cause you and the students. For this as well, I beg your forgiveness, but especially for betraying the trust, the sincere friendship, and the sympathy you gave me over the past few months." And then, true to his promise, Ettore Majorana vanished without a trace. The director of the institute was the first to receive the letter. The words confused him. Then again, Majorana had always been confusing to the people in his life. From a young age, he proved himself to be brilliant and a bit peculiar. He had computational skills well beyond his years, and his family was supportive enough to foster his young mind. They hoped one day he would follow in his father's footsteps and become an engineer. But Majorana had bigger dreams for himself. In school, he developed a passion for physics. He was also a student of Enrico Fermi, who was referred to as the architect of the nuclear age. After studying at the University of Rome, Majorana teamed up with a group of scientists whose research would further the development of nuclear power and the atomic bomb. In January 1933, he received a grant to travel to Germany and study with top scientists there, including Werner Heisenberg. Allegedly, it was during this time that Majorana advanced scientists' understanding of the neutron, which would have been a pivotal development in atomic science, although that rumor has never been confirmed. Either way, this trip changed the 26-year-old. After, he returned to Italy, where he developed chronic stomach issues and stopped publishing new works. In fact, Majorana moved away from science entirely. Instead, he became interested in philosophy, while Fermi desperately urged him to continue his work. In late 1937, Fermi convinced Majorana to apply for a position at the Naples Physics Institute, perhaps hoping it would reignite his passion. Only the opposite may have happened. Majorana appeared even more disillusioned with his work and his life. A few months after he began teaching, Majorana's cryptic letter also reached Fermi. By that time, the brilliant scientist had been missing for several days. A thorough search began. For years, the investigation led to nothing but wild theories about what happened to the scientist. Many suspected that Majorana had died by suicide, but others wondered if maybe Majorana's past work had gotten him killed. Coming up, Ettore Majorana reappears.
Hi, I'm Christine Schieffer.
And I'm Em Schultz. We're the hosts of Rituals, the new Spotify original from Parcast.
If you've heard our podcast, And That's What We Drink, you know we are no strangers to true crime and the paranormal.
We're also into the occult to chat about, not to join, but, you know, to learn and educate.
Every Monday on Rituals, we're journeying through mystifying stories of sorcery, alchemy, Satanism, and more, and trying to determine if the dark arts of the past impact us today.
Like weather witches, who were they? Or the Fountain of Youth? Address, please.
Don't forget about werewolf trials, Em.
Objection, Christine. Let's not give too much away. And instead, let's tell everyone to follow our new podcast, Rituals, free and only on Spotify.
Now, back to the story. On March 26, 1938, theoretical physicist Ettore Majorana went missing after a trip to Palermo, Italy. For years, all anyone could do was speculate on his fate based on his final messages. Although there was one aspect of the disappearance that felt like a guarantee, Majorana had become disillusioned with science. After his time spent working in Germany, it's possible Majorana was worried that his atomic research would lead to a new weapon, especially as the world was headed towards war, which may be why he ultimately left his position and returned to Italy. Perhaps the guilt was too much to bear, which is why many wondered if Majorana had died by suicide, except there were a few problems with this theory. For starters, Majorana withdrew most of his money before his disappearance. Investigators felt he wouldn't need all that cash if suicide really was his intention. In addition, another letter sent back to Majorana's boss cryptically mentioned that the sea had rejected him and then said he'd be returning to the Hotel of Bologna. Then there were others who suspected a more nefarious plot at work, that perhaps the Nazis killed Majorana since he could be used as an asset if he fell into the wrong hands. However, new information emerged in 2008 that changed everything. A man named Francesco Fasani came forward with a photograph of himself and an older man he knew as Mr. Beanie. According to Fasani, this was Ettore Majorana. Apparently, Majorana may have lived for several years in the 1950s in South America as Mr. Beanie. His true identity as a scientist was known to some acquaintances who helped keep his secret. After Fasani's 2008 confession, even the Italian authorities concluded that the man in the photo was, in fact, Ettore Majorana, and he lived in Venezuela from at least 1955 to 1959. Except Majorana went missing in 1938, which means there's nearly two decades of his life that remain unaccounted for. In the end, it seems possible that Majorana did want to escape his past, and maybe doing so meant severing all ties. But what happened to him after he left that small Venezuelan town in 1959 is another part of the mystery that may never be solved. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other Spotify originals from Parcast for free on Spotify. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Paul Libeskin, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Trent Williamson, Carly Madden, and Aaron Larson. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by John McDonough, with writing assistance by Amber Hurley and Lori Gottlieb, and fact-checking by Lori Siegel. I'm Vanessa Richardson.
Werewolves, witches, and Arthur Conan Doyle?
Oh my! Sounds like fascinating topics to discuss on our new show, Rituals, Christine.
You know what, Em? It sure does. Every Monday on Rituals, join us as we explore the evolution of spiritualism and the occult through stories, practices, and the impact on modern culture.
If you've heard our podcast and That's Why We Drink, this is the perfect pairing for you. And if you haven't, go give us a try.
Follow our Spotify original from Parcast, Rituals. Listen free only on Spotify.